This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
During the last election, health care was a big issue. The major provisions of the Affordable Care Act took place 5 years ago, and insurance premiums have more than doubled for both individuals and families. The solution proposed by a number of candidates was to move past Obamacare to Medicare for All. Scott Atlas is a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution and has run the numbers. He exposes the false promises of Medicare for All in a recent op-ed. But you don't actually have to run all the numbers. Just look at what is happening in other countries that have a single-payer system. First, there's the enormous cost. In order for Britain's National Health Service to stay afloat, the government must tax its citizens some $160 billion a year. California considered implementing a single-payer system until politicians realized it would cost $400 billion a year. That, by the way, is twice the state's annual budget. And in previous commentaries, I've quoted from one study that estimated that Medicare for All in America would cost more than $32 trillion over the first decade, and the same study concluded that doubling the federal income tax and corporate taxes wouldn't be enough to pay for it. Cost isn't the only problem with a single-payer system. Scott Atlas reminds us that nationalized programs have consistently failed to provide timely, high-quality medical care compared to the U.S. system, and long waiting lines are typical. England last year had a record number of patients on the National Health Service waiting lines, and thousands have been on that waiting list for more than a year. Medicare for All has been a nice slogan, but the enormous cost and the inevitable reduction in timely health care are just a few reasons to reject this false promise. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.